was that? That's the Maha Mantra. And the Maha Mantra is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, we always say 500 years ago. It's been 500 years for 25 years, isn't it? 500 years. 525 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this very Gaura Purnima. Are any of you aware of what's special about this particular Gaura Purnima? You know what's going on with the full moon tonight? It's the closest that the moon on the Gaura Purnima, on this full moon, in 20 years, you can, they say when this moon is rising, it looks like you can reach out and touch it. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, it was not only a full moon, but it was a full lunar eclipse. At the time that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, I'm going to see some pictures of Lord Chaitanya and the great Acharya, so maybe I'll speak about them when we get there. Next to Janmashtami, everyone is very familiar with Krishna Janmashtami, but in our mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just as important. So you all know this verse. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo me dita prasaha champa deha punarasaha naiti ma me ti sarjana. If one can understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance, his janma, and Krishna's wonderful pastimes, the transcendental, divyam, nature of Krishna, then upon giving up this body, chaktva deham, one will not take another body. The wheel of samsara is broken just by this one thing, understanding the transcendental nature of Krishna and his appearance and his activities. In Sri Brahma Samhita, you familiar with Sri Brahma Samhita? It's a description by Lord Brahma upon his mature state of realization of the whole of the spiritual world and the process of creation of the Lord bringing this world into being, both the material and the spiritual realm. Since you're all being very attentive, I'll share something very special with you about Sri Brahma Samhita and what it says. Supposing you're very fortunate and you go back to Godhead, would you like to go back to Godhead? Or would you like the cupcake? You'd like to go back to Godhead. If you go back to Godhead and you're a follower of Lord Chaitanya, listen carefully. When Krishna performed his pastimes, there were three places. What were those three places? Vrindavan. Then he went to Mathura. And then he went to Dwarka. So in Goloka Vrindavan, there are four places. It's quadrant. Vrindavan, just as in this realm, in Gokul, there's Goloka. And in Goloka Vrindavan, there's Vrindavan, there's Mathura, there's Dwarka, and there's also Svetadvip, Mayapur. Those who are followers, listen carefully. When you go back to Godhead, you're devotees of Krishna, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are also taking place in Goloka Vrindavan. This is described in technology of how it happens. But we take part simultaneously in Krishna's pastimes and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Read Sri Brahma Samhita. It's very illuminating. This is the appearance day of Chaitanya. the chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So here's a very wonderful painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a state of ecstasy, giving Krishna consciousness through the chanting of the holy name. This is a photograph of the temple at the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa. Maybe some of you have been there. And if you go in the front gate, you'll see a very large neem tree. And underneath the neem tree is where Nimai was born, as the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. And that's Lord Chaitanya seated on their lap, called Mother Sachi. Now this is Leela, just like Krishna had Nanda and Yashoda as his father and mother. Supreme Personality Godhead has no father and has no mother, but by Leela, he enacts a pastime where, because of the love of his devotees, he takes this role of the child so they can give their parental affection. Here's a family tree. This is Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. Lord Chaitanya had an elder brother whose name was Vishwaroop. Down here is Nimai. Because he was very learned, he was called Nimai Pandit. And Jagannath Mishra had many brothers, and their father was Sri Upendra Mishra, and Kalavati, the mother, and Madhava Mishra like this. This is Lord Chaitanya's line, just like Krishna in the Yadu dynasty, Krishna here. This is a very nice photograph decorated with peacock feathers. And those peacock feathers are indicating that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. In fact, there you see he's dressed with a peacock feather. Because according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the original personality of Godhead, out of all the avatar forms of the Lord that appear through the agency of Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, they appear in this world in each millennium. Out of all of those, Srimad Bhagavatam says, one is the source of them all. And that source of them all is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Ete Changsa Kala Pumsa Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the source of all the various avatars that are listed in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an avatar of Krishna or an avatar of Vishnu. He's Krishna himself. There's a very wonderful description found in Chaitanya Charitamrita that explains all of this. Just very quickly, in Bhagavad Gita, there's a quiz question. In Bhagavad Gita, what's the final instruction that Krishna gives to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita? Sarva dharma parityaja mameka charanam raja aham tam sarva pavimyo moksha yesha vima suchaha. All the kids know the verses. They have a really good Sunday school teacher. You know it too? Can you recite it? Can you recite the verse? You forgot. You got nervous. Okay. No, you don't. Okay. So, Krishna's final instruction is Sarva Dharma Parityaja. All varieties of Dharma, they're secondary to the primary Uttama Dharma of surrendering unto Him. And if you surrender unto Krishna, come from Sarva Bhavyo. All your sinful reactions will be eradicated. Just take that position of surrender to Krishna. Now Krishna was considering, this is the highest instruction, but who in this material world understands how to surrender to Krishna? They need some lesson in how to surrender to Krishna. So Krishna could have sent some representative to teach that lesson. But who can teach better than Krishna himself? So Krishna himself came to teach how to surrender unto him. So how was Krishna to do that? He took the role of his own devotee. Krishna became a devotee of Krishna, at least in Leela, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is served by everyone. But he wanted to experience the love that Radharani feels for him. The happiness in that love as she's engaged in her loving dealings with Krishna, and the qualities in Krishna that she particularly appreciates. How does Radha appreciate those qualities in me? Now Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we all accept. So how is it that God, the Personality of Godhead, wasn't able to experience the love of Radha? He could do anything. Right? He's God, he could do anything. But he wasn't able to experience the love of Radha because the object of love needs to be experienced by the subject of love. That subject is Radha. She's carrying love for Krishna in her heart. And he's the object. So how can the object experience the love of the subject? By becoming the subject. He took on the bhava of Radharani and the duty, the luster of Radharani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form was golden in color, thus Gauranga. Gauranga, this golden form. And the emotional mood, the bhava of Srimati Radharani, but Krishna himself. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we had an hour, I would explain, give you nice scriptural quotes. But this is what our scriptures are teaching. And one of the recognitions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given by Rupa Goswami. And we can recite this verse together. Namo Mahapanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Swami is offering his respects to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most Vadanyaya, most munificent, most magnanimous, most merciful, most kind of all the forms of the Lord that appear in this world. And why? Because he's freely giving Krishna Prema to anyone and everyone. Krishna set a condition. What was the condition? Surrender unto me. What was Lord Chaitanya's condition? Whoever you are, whenever you are, take love of God. Doesn't matter your disqualification, qualification, education, age, country, nationality, language, culture, doesn't matter. Take love of God. Freely, take love of God in the form of chanting of the holy name. One who sincerely takes up, receives this gift of the holy name and lets it enter into the heart, then love of God will awaken. No other incarnation of the Lord has offered so mercifully this wonderful gift as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, in our Sridham Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada named the temple Chaitanya Chandrodaya Mandir, where the moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is rising, just like tonight in Gaurapurnima. The moon is probably right now rising just on the horizon and very, very full and bright. This is a deity that when you go to Srila Prabhupada's quarters in Mayapur, you'll see this deity that he kept personally in his room to inspire him and worship. And remember Lord Chaitanya always. Another very nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm going to give you a few verses. We can understand that the identity of Lord Chaitanya is found within scripture. Krishna Varna Pusha Krishna Sangha Bhakta Shaparshadam Yajai Satyatana Prayaya Yajanti Sumedha Saha. Sumedha Saha. Medha means intelligence, and Sumedha is very intelligent. Those who are very intelligent in this age of Kali, they'll worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave this through congregational chanting of the holy name. He gave love of God, and he came along with his Sangha, Upanga, and his Astras, and his Parshadas, his associates and his weapons and his all of his devotees. When Lord Chaitanya descended, he descended with the various associates that are accompanying him in the spiritual world. And so with the Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy name in Navadvipa, and then began spreading that congregational chanting throughout the whole of India. There's some very beautiful paintings of Lord Chaitanya in the villages of Navadvipa, chanting the holy name in ecstasy of love of God. This is a nice painting of Lord Chaitanya coming to the home of Chand Kazi, who wanted to stop the chanting of the holy name because it was inspiring people too much, including his own Muslim rulers and his assistants. So he tried to stop the chanting of the holy name. But through civil disobedience, Lord Chaitanya defied and brought thousands and thousands of kirtaniers to the house of Chand Kazi. Chand Kazi agreed, you can keep chanting, it's okay. Nice story. No time. And sometimes in a mood of separation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a solitary place, would be engaged in softly chanting, just like we do when we perform our chanting of japa. You kids perform chanting of japa?
Yeah.
You're good students. Some of you are. And in the mood of feeling separation from Krishna, as Radha felt for Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would feel ecstasy and love of God. Very quickly, here's some references from the scripture that indicate the divinity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From the Chandogya Upanishad, very prominent amongst the Upanishads. In the middle of that lotus city is a place called Mayapur. And the middle of Mayapur is a place called Antardvip. That place is the home of Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And from the Garuda Purana, in the first sandhya of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will assume a golden form. He will be the husband of Lakshmi. And then he'll be a sannyasi who stays near Lord Jagannath at Puri. Garuda Purana, describing these details about Lord Chaitanya's life, thousands of years before he came. Here's from the Mahabharata in the Vishnu Sahasranam. Here's the translation. In his early pastime, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body smeared with the pulp of sandalwood seems like molten gold. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, or he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. There are many pages and pages of scriptural references indicating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's divinity. Here's the last one from the Srila Purana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear again in the Kali Yuga. His form will be golden. He will delight in chanting the Lord's holy names, and his name will be Chaitanya. And there he is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Panchatattva form in Sridhar Mayapur. I'm going to very quickly go through the members of the Panchatattva, because when we think of Lord Chaitanya, he has his expansions, his personal expansions, his energetic expansions, his dear devotees. There's the Panchatattva in their entirety. Here's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a close-up of his golden form, his face. And by his side is Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya, just as Balaram is the associate of Krishna. And Lord Nityananda, like Balaram, was the older brother. He was 12 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was born in Ekachakra of a different parent, Hadai Pandit in Padmavati. Maybe some of you have been to Ekachakra, very wonderful place. And Lord Nityananda went on pilgrimage to various holy places awaiting Lord Chaitanya's pastime as a devotee, and this depicts a wonderful lila where the two brothers first met in Navadvipa. Advaita Acharya is the portion of a plenary portion of the Supreme Lord, or not different than Mahavishnu. And he's depicted here with a beard because he was quite elderly. And it was Lord Advaita Acharya on the bank of the Ganges who was worshipping his Shalagram Shila and offering Ganges water and Tulsi Manjaris to his Shalagram Shila, calling out in a loud voice. I won't raise my voice. Break your eardrums. He was calling out so loud that the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world heard him. Oh, Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, please come and descend into this world, because this is the age of Kali and all good qualities, even amongst the Brahmanas, are being destroyed. Please come and uplift the whole population of the earth. Again and again and again he was calling like this, propitiating the Supreme Lord. This is one of the primary reasons for Lord Chaitanya's advent. And to Lord Chaitanya's left is Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is an expansion of the Lord's internal potency, just like Radharani is an expansion standing on the left side of the Lord, the expansion of his internal potency. This is Gadadhar Pandit. And Srivas, along with his three other brothers, he was the host of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan in Navadvipa. Every night in the house of Srivas Thakur, they would hold kirtan, not for a half an hour or an hour, but all night long, every night. And Srivas is a manifestation of Narada Muni, the Lord's pure devotee. So in this way we find the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. When he appeared, they also were accompanying him, Sangha Gopangas for Parshadam, to assist him in the Sankirtan. And just like you have your Panchatattva deities here on the altar, these are identical copies of what's worshipped in Sridhar Mayapur in front of the large Gauranga Mahaprabhu deities. On Gaura Purnima, just like on Janmasthami or Govardhan Puja, the whole altar is filled with offerings, not just 108, thousands of offerings. All day long, the devotees are making preparations of prasad to be offered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his appearance day. So, I want to thank all of you for coming and joining the celebration. I was supposed to come before all this fundraising thing. So, you would be appreciating what the attempt of the devotees to honor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is offering love of God in the form of chanting of the holy name. Love for Krishna. Just some nice deity dresses of the Panchatattva deities. And Shri Radha Madhava, as well, presiding deities in Sridhar Mayapur, worshipped very gorgeously. And along with Shri Radha Madhava, are the Ashtasakis on one side, on Radha's side, and on Krishna's side. There's a close-up of Srimati Radharani, and a close-up of Madhava, and of course, Lord Nrsingadev. I was just in Sridhar Mayapur, and the new temple, called the Temple of Vedic Planetarium, is being built, where I'll just describe quickly, wonderful altar, where on the far, your left altar, is the Disciptic Succession. The central altar will be Panchatattva, and the far right altar will be Radha, Madhava, and Ashtasakhi. So through the Disciptic Succession, one approaches Lord Chaitanya, and through Lord Chaitanya and his associates, one can get the mercy of Radha, Madhava. And a separate altar altogether for Lord Nrsingadev. So thank you for your coming and your attention. Hare Krishna.